This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're going to do a little social media now. Instagram in particular. Pictures, pretty ones, of pretty people in pretty surroundings with a van in the shot. The hashtag in question is van life, and it is oh so much more, apparently, than people just grabbing a shot on a road trip going someplace. Rachel Monroe wrote about it for The New Yorker. Rachel, thanks for coming on.
Great to be here.
Tell me what van life is, first of all, would you?
Van life is a hashtag that spawned a movement that is increasingly popular on Instagram. And it's most basically people who live in vans and take pictures of themselves living in vans. But it also has come to stand in for this whole lifestyle that involves traveling, camping, outdoor yoga, and not having an office job.
And at least as told in your piece through these two folks, Emily King and Corey Smith, it is profitable, I guess. I mean, they make a living doing this, these two people do.
Sure. They are part of this trend towards influencer marketing where they get brands to sponsor some of their posts. So they'll take pictures of themselves with a bag of chips or a water bottle, one of their sponsors in the background, and have a hashtag, and they get paid for that as a kind of ad.
And the travels then essentially become a product.
Exactly. They are, I think of them as kind of this new wave of advertising that are sort of aspirational peers. So there are these people who kind of slide into your social media feed. They look like your friends, but they look kind of better and they have more interesting lives. It's difficult when you're trying to sell an image to advertisers. Only certain things are going to fit into that image, and it's going to be the most idealized, beautiful version of things, and not reality doesn't necessarily sell.
Yeah, it is also, you say, a phenomenon born out of the Great Recession.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was interested to learn that the couple that I traveled with had some significant student debt that they were dealing with. They graduated college in the middle of the recession and without a lot of prospects for kind of solid career jobs that would provide for them for the long term. And I think that's another story that doesn't always get told in the pictures. This lifestyle is appealing to people because it's cheap and because they don't have a lot of options for settling down and building a solid life. So they turn it into this kind of aestheticized version of freedom that looks really good online.
Could you do it?
Would I do it?
Could you? Yeah.
Well, I don't think I have enough Instagram followers to... I don't think my brand is strong enough. But no, it's a lot of work. It's so much more work than I would have even thought. I mean, they spend hours on every single post because they have to edit it. They have to negotiate with the sponsors what it's going to look like, what the caption is going to say. There's just so much work that goes into looking effortless.
Rachel Monroe, she's a contributor to The New Yorker. Her piece is called Van Life, the Bohemian Social Media Movement. Check it out. It's a fascinating piece. Rachel, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.